Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Catholic Singles. Every day, hundreds of Catholic singles join CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love. Breadbox Media listeners get 20% off by using the promo code BREADBOX when they register. Come be our next success story at CatholicSingles.com. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hello there, and welcome to the Gary Zimak Show. Pull up a chair, make yourself at home. I am Gary Zimak, and I'll be your host for the next 30 minutes. Today on the program, we're going to be taking a look at the Mass readings for the fifth Sunday in Ordinary Time. The message today, letting your light shine. Sometimes we forget that Jesus works through us. He wants us to be his hands and feet in the world. And the focus can oftentimes be so much on him. We're so focused on him and expecting him to work and do things through sacred scripture and through other people and through the sacraments that we forget that he depends on us to share in his work. Letting your light shine, that's the message today. That's the goal for each one of us, to literally be Jesus to those people who are around us. A lot of times, that's easier said than done. But we'll look at the readings, we'll talk about it, and I'll walk you through it. And I think you'll see it's not as difficult as you might think. But what's important is that we get that reminder that, yeah, the Lord's counting on us. Even though he's God, he's divine, he can do all things. He allows us. And, you know, like, would I pick me to share in his mission? Probably not if I was in charge. But I'm not the guy in charge. He is in charge. And miraculously, Jesus chooses us, imperfect people like me and you, to do his work. So he expects us to let our light shine. Sometimes we get a little too zealous and we might do more harm than good. We're all guilty of that. So let's look at it today. We'll look at some ways that we can let our light shine. It's great to have you with me on the program. I always get a thrill when I get to do this program, when I get to talk about the Lord with you, when you and I can hang out in the way I envision it. It's you and me sitting down at a table. We might have a beverage. Now, you know my rules. You have to bring your own beverage and snack. We encourage it. We encourage snacking and beveraging. I just made a new word up, but that's not something I provide. You know what I'm saying? You and me sitting around a table talking about Jesus and remembering that no matter what life throws at us, and there's a lot of things, a lot of challenges that we face every day, no matter what life throws at us, with the Lord, we can do all things. If God brings us to it, he's going to see us through it. Literally, that is the way it works, right? So that's my goal here, to help remind you of that fact. So without further ado, let's you and I pray. Let's turn to our Father in heaven, who we are able to speak with through Jesus. I mean, Jesus, by becoming man, he made us, you and me, children of the same Heavenly Father. So we're related. Isn't that cool? And we're also related to Jesus. So let's turn to our Father in heaven, who is awaiting us. He wants to hear from us right now. He wants to provide for our needs and help us with whatever we need. Let's turn to him now in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father, we praise you. We give you glory today. We are in awe of your power. Father, you are the strong and faithful one. who will never let us down. You can do all things. You are all powerful. You created the entire universe out of nothing, but yet you wait to hear from us. You created each of us to be in a relationship with you. And Father, we turn to you today. And when we do, we know that you are pleased. We know that you are pleased whenever we speak to you. You like to hear from us. Help us to remember that, because sometimes we forget. And Father, we thank you for the fact that we are still alive today. You created us. You are obviously sustaining our lives, and we're grateful for that. We ask you, Father, to help us become more aware of the many blessings around us. It's way too easy to complain about things that might inconvenience us or not go our way. But when we do that, we ignore the many blessings that you give us, such as the gift of life, such as the ability to breathe and to walk if we have that ability, and to see and hear. For our car, even though it might be broken down, we're grateful if we have a vehicle. We're grateful for a house if we have a house. We're grateful for our families, our friends. We're grateful, Father, for you, and grateful for your Son, Jesus, and the gift of the Holy Spirit who lives in us, who comes to live in us at baptism. We're grateful for all these things, Father. We ask you to increase our awareness of your presence and your blessings so that we can become even more grateful. Father, today I ask for a special outpouring of the Holy Spirit so that I can deliver your message. I want to get out of the way and speak the words that you want me to speak. Help us to hear you through the scriptures. Please use me as your instrument. Speak to me too, Father, through these readings. And help us to hear and be willing to put into practice your words. And Father, I ask for these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, who is your Son and our Lord, and who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you so much for praying with me. And again, you are listening to The Gary Zimek Show. We come to you once each week. What we do is we reflect on the Sunday Mass readings. And, you know, my goal in this show is to try to let you know that the Lord really does care about you. He cares about your life. He cares about your problems. And he speaks to you very clearly through the Bible. And a lot of times I think we overcomplicate it, or maybe we're not sure how to listen. But make no mistake, he is speaking to us all through the scriptures. And I want to try in this show to make that clear. That's what I try to do on the program. And I want to give you hope. Above all, I want to give you hope, because with the Lord, there is always hope. You might be dealing with something really, really difficult. And you know, anytime you're really struggling, you need a little extra prayer. I pray for you every day, but if you need some specific prayer, all you need to do is send me an email at gary@followingthetruth.com and let me add you to my prayer list. It would be my honor to be able to pray for you, because I really believe that God can do all things, and he doesn't always do what we want, but he can give you a relief from a problem even when you think there is no possible solution. So anytime you want to email me, you just want to share some thoughts, or you'd like me to pray for you, gary@followingthetruth.com. And while you're at it, please visit my website, followingthetruth.com, to find out about my books, to find out where I'll be speaking. It's going to be a busy Lent. I've got lots of speaking engagements coming up in Lent. Or from the website, you can also watch video samples of my talks and invite me to speak at your parish or your conference, followingthetruth.com. One reminder, I want to, as we approach the Lenten season, we're only a few weeks away, believe it or not, from Lent. Give Up Worry for Lent. This was my best-selling book from last year. It's starting to get some traction on the charts again this year. And God willing, we're going to have another banner year for Give Up Worry for Lent. And I would like you to join me on the journey during Lent so that we can give up worry for Lent together. The book is a daily devotional. There's a verse, a Bible verse, a meditation, and a prayer. And we could go through that book each day of Lent together. I've set up a Facebook page called Give Up Worry for Lent. And if you go over on Facebook, if you're on Facebook, just like that page, Give Up Worry for Lent. And you'll get all my posts. What I plan to do this year, in addition to the book, which has the daily material, I'm going to supplement it a little, maybe give you an extra thought or two, and we can interact on the Facebook page. So Give Up Worry for Lent on Facebook, and make sure to pick up a copy of the book. Last year, it completely sold out, and I'm seeing some indications that we might be headed there again this year, praise God. So I would invite you to join me on Give Up Worry for Lent. And again, for all the information about my website, about my ministry, followingthetruth.com is the place to go. All right, let's look at these mass readings for the fifth Sunday in ordinary time. Now, we've gone through the Christmas season, and what the focus has been on Jesus. A lot of focus on Jesus, the baptism of the Lord. Last week, we had the presentation of Jesus. So the focus has really been on him as what? The light of the world. Now, today, it shifts, the thought shifts a little bit from Jesus to you and me. So now we know that Jesus is the light of the world, but now what the Lord Jesus is saying to us is that, hey, you guys, you are the light of the world. You need to help me do my work. That's where it gets tough, because I'm okay with Jesus being the light of the world, right? But when I got to start being the light, wow, that's quite a responsibility. So let's listen to this gospel. But the message is that we are all called to be Jesus to one another. And a lot of times we forget that. So the gospel today is from Matthew. We'll start with the gospel as we do each week on the program. Matthew chapter 5, beginning in verse 13. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand, where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." Boy, now there's the message for us. This comes from the Sermon on the Mount, our Lord's Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5, 6, and 7. We've heard many times the passages from the Sermon on the Mount, but here today, he's really shifting things and saying, yes, I, Jesus, am the light of the world. We know that. The light shines in the darkness. But now he's pointing to each one of us, his followers. We are his disciples once we commit to following the Lord. Once we make that commitment and say, yes, Jesus, I want to follow you. I want you. I surrender my life to you, Jesus. You are my Lord and my Savior. When we make that commitment, then it's time for us to share in his work. And that's what the Lord's saying to us. This is a simple gospel. This is not hard to understand. Sometimes you get a gospel and you think, wow, I don't know what the Lord's talking about. He's clear on this one. But it's challenging to put it into practice. And I think this is kind of like a pep talk for us today when he says to us, because he's saying this to his disciples, right? We're his disciples if we're his followers. You're the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. You, me, you, we are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It's set on a lampstand where it gives light to all in the house. For us to be disciples or followers of Jesus means more than just going to church on Sunday, being good, saying our prayers every day. At some point, we're required to get out into the world and let our light shine before others. Because it is through us, and again, you know, I wouldn't have picked me. I would have figured out a different way to do it. But the Lord amazingly chose to use weak people like me and you. And I hope I'm not insulting you in any way, but relatively speaking, we are absolutely all weak and broken in some way. Some of us is a little more than others, right? But he's chosen to use us to advance the kingdom on earth. And Jesus is telling us, you should be shining. Your light should be shining. Yes, you have a personal relationship with Jesus. You receive the sacraments. You go to church. You read your Bible. You do all the right things. But you got to do more than that. You got to get out into the world and let your life shine. And Jesus closes this passage of today's gospel by saying, "You, when your light shines before others," he says, "your light must shine, not should shine. Your light must shine before others so that they may see your good deeds." People are going to see your good deeds and they may and glorify your heavenly Father. And note that Jesus is not necessarily saying you need to preach using your Bible, you need to break open your catechism and always be lecturing people. And I chose that word for a reason, because sometimes we fall into that. Let's be honest, I've done it. We all do that sometimes and get a little preachy. But Jesus said, your good deeds. This is the thing we need to remember. Sometimes what we try to do, we try to skin the fish before we catch it, right? Don't we do that? We have to remember that there are people who don't even know that a personal relationship with Jesus is possible. They don't know anything or very little about the teachings of the Catholic Church. They might not be familiar with the Bible. So what they need, the way they need, and again, this is going to be different depending on who you're dealing with. Different people are going to react in different ways. Sometimes you got to go really, really slow. But I'll tell you, you can know the Catechism of the Catholic Church forward and backward. You can know the Bible and be able to quote verses by memory. But if you're not kind to people, if you don't smile, if you're not compassionate, you ain't going to attract anybody. I've done this. I've messed it up more times than I would care to admit. So what the Lord is saying to us, our actions, we've got to be kind to people. We've got to smile. We've got to hold a door open. That's the start. That's the way people can see we're different. And again, we're not doing this to make ourselves look good. We are doing kind things to others. Number one, because whenever we do something kind for anybody, an act of kindness, we're doing it for Jesus. He's told us that in the gospel. But also because when we're kind to somebody else, by having a nice thing to say to them, by being pleasant, by offering to help them in some way, by saying good morning and with a smile, that's that attractiveness, that attractive quality is going to make people want to be around you and might at some point want to hear what you have to say when you evangelize using words. So yes, there is a time to break open your Bible, to pull out a Bible verse, to mention a teaching of the Catholic Church. But we need to pray for prudence and know when it is that we're supposed to do that. But above all, no matter what we say, no matter what we say when we proclaim a teaching of the Church, if we are not kind to people, nobody's going to listen. So that kindness is critical. Our deeds really mean something. And it took me a long time, and I think I'm still learning that lesson. Sometimes I feel, well, I should be evangelizing a little bit more. Now, I do it, you know, obviously this is the way I make my living, and I try to evangelize whenever I can, but there are many people that I purposely don't start quoting Bible verses or specifically talking about teachings of the Church or talking about Jesus, because they're not ready for it. I don't want to drive them off. Again, don't try to skin the fish before you catch it. That's a big mistake. Bring people along gradually. Let your light shine. It's like the motto of the Christophers, that great Catholic organization started by Father James Keller. I'm a huge fan of the Christophers because their motto is that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness. In other words, go out and do something. We do something. It's very easy to criticize. We all fall into that. We can easily criticize our parish priest, a certain writer, somebody on Facebook, or wherever it is. Easy to criticize, point fingers. So rather than do that, why don't we just go out and do something positive? The simplest thing. And again, social media is a great place to do that. We can absolutely do something very simple to share an article, a positive story, a nice little meme on Facebook. There are many ways that we're able to do that. So please continue to keep that in mind. The Lord's counting on us to be His arms and legs in the world. It all starts by being nice to one another. The following up on that "you are the light of the world" theme, we go to the first reading, which is from the prophet Isaiah, the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 58, verses 7 through 10. Thus says the Lord, "Share your bread with the hungry, shelter the oppressed and the homeless, clothe the naked when you see them, and do not turn your back on your own. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your wound shall quickly be healed. Your vindication shall go before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, Here I am. If you remove from your midst oppression, false accusation, and malicious speech, if you bestow your bread on the hungry and satisfy the afflicted, then light shall rise for you in the darkness, and the gloom shall become for you like midday. If I had to sum up this passage briefly, I would say, make sure your actions support your religious beliefs. If we're going to call ourselves disciples of Jesus, then our actions in the church parking lot, on social media, when we're out in public, when we're dealing with people, those actions should represent what's going on inside of us. And you know, I'm going to tell you right now, a lot of times, I don't, when people see me, they don't see Jesus. I'm embarrassed to admit it. That's my New Year's resolution. I want that to change. And I'm asking the Holy Spirit, because that's the job of the Holy Spirit, to transform us into the image of Jesus. And that's what I really am praying for and trying to cooperate with the grace I get in order to make that happen. And sometimes it involves swallowing your pride, becoming more humble, accepting correction, not getting the last word in. When people look at us, they should see Jesus in our actions. Are we helping the poor? Are we being kind? Are we sharing our time, talent, and treasure with those around us? These are all things to think about. The Holy Spirit is really good at helping remind you if you're not doing that. So ask the Holy Spirit, what can I do? What should I be doing differently? If you're praying for patience, just wait for these people to get sent into your life, because that's what happens. People will be sent into your life who will try your patience. And if you really try to tune into the Holy Spirit and let him speak to you internally, you're going to get these reminders when that person, and you know who that person is, we all have that person, you might have more than one, when that person walks through your door, that reminder will go off in your brain. And that's the Holy Spirit saying, okay, it's showtime, Gary. And this is where you could say a quick prayer, Holy Spirit, help me. And then you cooperate with the grace that you get. But sometimes you're just going to have to remain silent when you don't want to, and things like that. So that's the deal. If we're going to claim to be followers of Jesus, we should be willing to be transformed by the Holy Spirit into the image of Jesus. And that means our actions and our internal beliefs, they better be one. So it's a challenge, but we are called to be the light of the world. Remember, Jesus is not going to ask us something that would be impossible. We can do this. It's a process, though. Expect to mess up. We all do at times. The responsorial psalm, Psalm 112, the just man is a light in the darkness to the upright. See, that throws it back on you and me. The just man, we're called to be just like St. Joseph was. Joseph was a just man. So depend on his intercession, too. Ask for his help. Light shines through the darkness for the upright. He is gracious and merciful and just. Well for the man who is gracious and lends, who conducts his affairs with justice. He shall never be moved. The just one shall be in everlasting remembrance. An evil report he shall not fear. His heart is firm, trusting in the Lord. His heart is steadfast. He shall not fear. Lavishly he gives to the poor. His justice shall endure forever. His horn shall be exalted in glory. So the deal is, we are called to be Jesus to those people around us. Do we give to the poor? Do we share our time, again, talent, treasure, with those around us? You know, everybody's going to have different people around you, but we should be very aware that we're called to be this light in the darkness. You're getting the theme? I mean, I've said it a bazillion times already, but that's what the Lord wants us to do. And it's something that the more you follow Jesus, tell me if you haven't experienced this, the more you follow him, the more you begin to feel, gradually, the more you begin to feel that, yeah, I should be better at this. There's something more I need to do. I just had a conversation with a good friend last week. We were meeting for lunch, and he was saying to me that I need to do more with the poor. I feel, am I doing enough to help the poor? And that's the Holy Spirit working on him. And I've been through the same thing, and I question myself, what am I doing to help persecuted Christians around the world? What am I doing for people who don't have enough food to eat? Am I doing anything to help them? I might not be able to hop a plane and become a missionary, but I can pray, I can send some money, I can do a little fasting. I mean, there's things we can do, and that's the message. I'm called to be a light to the world. What am I doing? Second reading comes from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 2, beginning in verse 1. Paul says this, "When I came to you, brothers and sisters, proclaiming the mystery of God, I did not come with sublimity of words or of wisdom, for I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I came to you in weakness and fear and much trembling. And my message and my proclamation were not with persuasive words of wisdom, but with a demonstration of spirit and power, so that your faith might not rest on human wisdom, but on the power of God." Now, one of the complaints or the excuses we can make when we hear Jesus say to us, "You are the light of the world," is that I'm not that good. I'm weak. I don't know what to say. I'm scared. I'm this. I'm that. Paul is really blowing that excuse to smithereens and reminding us that it's the power of the Holy Spirit working in us that allows us to be the light shining in the darkness. We've all got different gifts. Some people are better speakers than others. Some are great at dealing with kids. Some are great at dealing with adults. Some are just doers. They get things done. They set a great example. We all have our own way to be that light shining in the darkness. It's not about you and me. It's about letting Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, work in each of us. That's how that light could shine. So, you know, it's not like Jesus qualified this message. You should be a light in the darkness, provided you're qualified. No, none of us are qualified. But as the saying goes, the Lord doesn't call the qualified, he qualifies the called. He can use us to be a light shining in the darkness. So pray about it and then go out there and be that light. Okay, will you do that? I'm going to try to be that light as well. Thank you for listening to the program. Please remember to visit my website, followingthetruth.com. And if you could find it in your heart to leave a donation for my full-time ministry, that would really help me to continue my work. And I'm very grateful. Grateful for your support, grateful for your prayers, grateful for all of your donations. And I'm grateful for you being here with me every week. This show means so much to me. I love being able to hang out with you. Don't forget, Give Up Worry for Lent, like the Facebook page, buy the book if you wouldn't mind, and we're going to go through this journey together. Check my schedule at followingthetruth.com, and maybe we'll be able to meet in person at one of the talks that I'll be giving during Lent, which is going to be a busy month, okay? That's about it for now. I want you to know that I pray for you every day, but remember what I told you earlier in the show. If you ever need anything specific, you want to run something by me, please email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. I'll pray for your specific need, or maybe if you have a question for me, please don't get offended if I give you a relatively short answer. If I'm really, really busy, I might not be able to go into a lot of detail, but know that I read all of my emails. And if you ask me to pray for you, I'm going to do it. If you need some advice, I'm going to try my best to be able to get back to you. Okay, sound good? Again, thank you for listening. Remember, we're a few short weeks away from Lent, so this is a good time to think about, how can I be Jesus in the world? As Mother Angelica used to say, you may be the only Jesus your neighbor ever knows. So it's up to us. Even though we might not think we're worthy, the Lord thinks otherwise. He can use each of us. So go out there and be that light shining in the darkness. Until we meet again, this is Gary Zimek thanking you for listening to the program. And I look forward to being with you next week on The Gary Zimek Show. God bless you. Thank you again.
Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by A few minutes each day can change your life during Lent. Ave Maria Press offers booklets for daily devotion, reflection, and more from such best-selling authors as Gary Zimek, Greg Kandra, Father Michael White, and Tom Corcoran, and so many more. Looking for Stations of the Cross booklets or books that are perfect for small groups? We have those too. Head over to AveMariaPress.com and use code LENT20. To get 20% off your order today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.